she's been trying to get through to Eurostar to reschedule her trip. She says every time she calls, though, the line has been busy. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
The WillAg 2nd Annual Fall Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois on Tuesday, November 24th. Tickets are $30 per person and include lunch and parking. Thanks to these businesses for their support. Farm Credit Illinois, AgriGold, and ADM. Tickets and details are at willag.org.
Good morning. It's 45 degrees just before 8:50 here at WILL AM 580. I'm Brian Moldine with today's opening commodity market report. And looking like some green on the board here, a little bit different than what we saw yesterday at this time. Soybeans trading higher, anywhere from 2 and 3 quarters to 4.5 cents higher since the markets reopened at 8:30. Meanwhile, on the corn side, trading anywhere from 1.25 to 2 and 3 quarters higher in the early going. Wheat also is stronger this morning. Winter wheat in Kansas City up between 3.25 and 3.75, and Chicago wheat trading higher between 4.5 and 5.75 higher since the 8:30 reopen. A bit more of a mixed picture on the livestock side. We'll check in with Ellen Dearden from AgriView here in just a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, a few notes for you here this morning. It looks like the dollar is trading lower. Many are still expecting the Fed to raise rates in December, but traders seem shy about crossing above the 100-point mark just yet. Also, early today, USDA said that last week's export sales and shipments of corn totaled 30.7 and 15.3 million bushels, respectively. Higher sales for the week, but still a bearish combination as shipments remain light. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, USDA said last week's sales and shipments totaled 66.1 and 83.4 million bushels, more than needed for the week to keep pace with USDA's export estimate, but neutral to bearish overall, as total sales and shipments still trail last year by 17%. And it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated.
Cooler temperatures will be evolving across the Midwest as we move forward through the next 2 to 3 days, and the weekend itself will be just a little bit on the nippy side for some locations. We will expect, though, a quick warm-up in early part of next week, with the next round of cooling expected late in the week. So we're going to seesaw around a little bit with our weather. We don't expect much precipitation across the region today, and certainly yesterday we saw more precipitation occur in the upper parts of the Midwest and in areas from the middle Ohio River Basin area southward into the central Gulf Coast region. That's where the heaviest rains were reported. Some areas in north central Minnesota received upwards to 1.5 inches of moisture. The same was true in southeastern Indiana and southwestern Ohio down into Kentucky. Lighter precipitation fell north across the rest of the Midwest, while the southwestern part of the region turned a little bit drier. It is snowing this morning in the upper Midwest, portions of Minnesota, the eastern sections of North Dakota primarily, and a strong wind continues to blow across parts of that region. A deep low-pressure system in western Ontario continues to be responsible for all of that, and the temperatures will be rather cold in that particular part of the Midwest as that wind continues during the course of the day today, along with the snowfall. We'll expect the moisture content in the precipitation that occurs up that way to be relatively light. I don't expect to see much more than 1 to 3 inches of snowfall to occur, and that'll be mostly in the northern border areas with Canada in northern Minnesota. Otherwise, I don't think we'll see much more than a dusting or so across the Midwest. Things will change, though, tomorrow into Saturday as a new disturbance comes across parts of the Central Plains and heads for the Great Lakes region. This system will be focused on southernmost South Dakota and Nebraska, pass through Iowa and head off into parts of Michigan. The storm system promises to produce some significant snowfall in some locations across the region from Iowa into Michigan. Several inches of snow will accumulate. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see totals getting upwards to the 5 to 8 inch range, with something a little bit greater in a few spots. The majority of the snow will be lighter, though, especially out in Nebraska. And further to the south, this event will also generate some rain and rain changing to snow from Kansas to Ohio. The majority of the precipitation that occurs in that region should be a lot lighter than that which occurs from Iowa to Michigan. But nevertheless, we will see a kind of a sloppy mess with moisture totals staying relatively under a half inch in most cases. The precipitation that's going to occur during this two-day period, Friday and Saturday, will be followed by a period of drier weather, and we'll see colder air push across the Midwest behind it, but only for a couple of days. We'll turn right around and start warming things back up again across the region as we prepare for the next larger precipitation event, which is currently slated to take place from the 25th through the 28th for much of the plains and the Midwest. Even the Delta will be involved with that event again, and we'll see once more significant amounts of moisture occurring in southern parts of the region down into the lower Mississippi River Basin area. The temperatures across the region this afternoon will still be relatively pleasant in the eastern portions of the region. We'll look for high temperatures still running in the 50s to near 60 degrees near the Ohio River. Everybody else will be seeing colder conditions. Upper 30s and 40s will occur in the northwest half of the Midwest. Tomorrow's highs will run mostly in the upper 20s and 30s in the far northwestern Corn Belt, but the majority of the lower and eastern sections of the region will be in the 40s and 50s. We'll start seeing colder air come in after that, with 20s and 30s taking over much of the Midwest for Saturday and Sunday. Low temperatures will run in the teens and 20s in northwestern areas and in the 20s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 13th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold can be found at AgriGold.com.
45 degrees at 8:55. Time to check the commodity markets on this Thursday morning as we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, just looking at the board here, looks like soybeans starting to bounce back a little bit from what we've seen the last few days.
Yeah, and the other thing that's a very good sign, I thought, was that the bean meal is higher. Meal's really been the drag on beans here, having fallen, the nearby meal having fallen to the low levels we saw in December of 2011. So that's really pretty much been a drag. Poor crush margins continue in the beans, probably limiting upside. We've got a lot of resistance in the January beans, about a dime higher than this morning's high. We're now trading around 862.5, up 4.75. The back months, the new crop November, just shy of 880. It is a penny and a half higher. We did see export bookings report, nothing outstanding there, but China continues to be the largest buyer. I'd say the bean export bookings were certainly in expectations. The corn exports, however, were on the light side. There's a lot of uncertainty how this November 30th renewable fuels mandate will shake out. Certainly, there's caution there, I would say. 20-day moving average on the nearby December corn is at 371.5. We've been high today at 365.5, trading just off that, about 3 cents higher. New crop Dece is up 2 cents, 391.75, up 2.25 right now. We do have expiration of the options on Friday, and a lot of open interest in the puts and calls, both on the Dece corn at the 360 strike. So usually we stay somewhere close to that strike price. On the wheat side, Brian, we're up 5 to 3 cents there. Again, bull spreading. December wheat is trading nearly at par with March, which is a little bit unusual. But again, the options expire there on Friday as well. Not awful lot of talk about Russia trying to ramp up wheat exports in here over the next 5 years or so, but beginning their push right now. the cattle side, we're down just a hair. We're down about 50 cents to 40 cents in some of the back months. Feeder cattle are a little bit mixed. The front months are still a dime to 12 higher, while the back months are down 30. Hogs, we're seeing bull spreading there again. December hogs are up 60 cents at 54.97, but the back months are down 60 to 70. Two of the key things to watch today, as far as I'm concerned, is that the dollar is softer this morning, down about 50 points. Should be a little bit supportive to the grains. We're looking at the crude oil also having a little bit of a struggle this morning, down about 30 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that report on this Thursday morning. Weather-wise, breezy and cooler today. Sunny skies, a high of 48 degrees. West winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Colder tonight, mostly clear skies, low 29. Mostly sunny tomorrow morning, then turning mostly cloudy by the afternoon, a high of 49 degrees. Chance of rain tomorrow night with a low of 35 degrees, and then could see a rain-snow mix for the day on Saturday with a high of 40 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 45 degrees at 9 o'clock.